Well, as we start this week, I was looking just this morning at the book of Mark. And in Mark chapter 11, verse number 23, this is a very familiar verse. But I want to look at, there's one thing in particular that we're being told here by Jesus. Now, this whole section is talking about the importance of faith and believing. But in verse number 23, I'm just going to read the whole thing to you. Then we'll look at verse number 23. And in the morning as they passed by, so this is Jesus and the disciples, and they just come into Jerusalem. And as they came in, Jesus had spotted the fig tree, and he saw the fig tree had no figs on it when he arrived, and so he cursed the fig tree. And now it's the following day, and in the morning, as they passed by, this is Jesus and the disciples, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered, and Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt it in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any other, that your Father, which is also which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So as they're coming into Jerusalem, he cursed the fig tree the day before. So the next day, Peter and the disciples are noticing, you know what, you cursed that yesterday, and we just walked on by, didn't notice him. But here's the next day, and look, that tree is dead. And Jesus uses that moment to point out this illustration to them. And he says, this is the power of speaking. This is the power of speech. But I want you to focus on, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. In verse number 23, it says, Truly I tell you that whosoever says to this mountain, Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believe, for what he has will take place. It shall be done for him. There's two critical things here that Jesus is telling to the disciples, and he's sharing it with you and I. This is Jesus speaking to you in your situation. Whatever it is that you're faced with, whatever mountain is in your life as you start this week, as you look at today, whatever mountain is in front of you that looks immovable, I mean, it looks like there's no way to get around it or over it, and it's a hindrance to your life. It's keeping you from moving forward and advancing in the Lord. Whatever that mountain is, Jesus is using this time, he's using this illustration to say to the disciples, and thus to you today, whatever it is that's in front of you, as long as, two things here, let's go back to the King James, you shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Now, we talk about faith a lot. In the Amplified Bible, it says, does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it'll be done for him. We all understand that part of faith. Jesus prefaced all that. You know, we read this in the different verses, but the way this actually, you know, should be written is it's just one whole thing. So we look at the verses, but certainly where Jesus starts talking, he starts talking in verse number 22. He starts this whole soliloquy in verse number 22. We pick it up in verse number 23. So we often look at verse number 23. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you say to this mountain, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. We look at that, and we look at that all by itself, but you've got to remember that what he said right before that, it's all part of the same monologue. It's all part of the same thing that he was speaking to the disciples. At the end of verse number 22, in preface to that, he says, have faith in God. Then he makes that demonstration about the mountain. It's all prefaced by have faith in God. We have to have faith in God. We understand that. As believers, we understand the importance of faith. We can spend a lot of time talking about faith, and there's always more things that we can learn about faith and how to stretch our faith and to become more steadfast in our faith. That's important, but we often overlook, because we're looking at that faith, we often overlook that other part that he says in verse number 23, and shall not doubt in his heart. Jesus said that you have to have faith, but he also said that you shall not doubt in your heart. These two things work together. It's faith and doubt working together. Jesus says, have faith in God. But he also says, don't doubt in your hearts. So if the first thing to look at is, he's telling us the importance of not allowing doubt, because doubt is going to, if we allow our doubts to rise up, you have all the faith you need. He said, have faith in God. There's a number of verses that we can look at that show us that we have, that when we became believers in Jesus Christ, because this is something the disciples didn't have at this moment. They believed in Jesus. They believed he was the Messiah. They didn't really understand what all that meant. They believed he was the Son of God. But Jesus had not yet taken the sins of the world. He had not yet taken those sins, been that sacrifice, raised again, defeating sin and death, and bringing back the keys of sin and death, and bringing those keys and giving those keys and that authority back to us. He hadn't yet done all that. And of even greater importance, well, not greater, but also of importance, is that when Jesus rose again, he said to the disciples, you continue to tarry because the Holy Ghost is coming. Well, when the Holy Spirit came to the disciples, as they're sitting here talking to Jesus, they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them. You have the Holy Spirit as soon as you got saved. The Holy Spirit quickened and made alive your very soul. I'm sorry, your very spirit. Your spirit was made alive in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. His Spirit has been made alive. Your spirit is made alive in him. His Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is in you. And it's with that Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, it's with that Holy Spirit in us that we can see and understand things that would be impossible for us to understand in the flesh. There's things that before you were a believer, you couldn't understand because they're the things of God. And the natural mind can't understand the things of God. So here's these disciples. And as Jesus is talking to them, they don't have that kind of depth of understanding. We have an even greater depth of understanding. And Jesus is teaching them as he's teaching us. These words that Jesus spoke were kept for us. It's the word of God. It was kept for us for all the generations upon generations upon generations for 2,000 years. Because it's the power of Jesus Christ in that spoken word. And what he spoke to them was being spoken to you. And he said, have faith in God. And here's the great thing. When he said that to the disciples, he was giving instruction to them. And it's instruction for us. But because of who we are in Jesus Christ, it's because of what Jesus did, and because the Holy Spirit is in you, because of that, you know, the truth of the matter is, and there's verses that will show this, you have the faith of God invested. You have the faith of Jesus himself invested in you. There's a number of verses that talk about his faith. It's the faith. His faith that's in you. He's invested. Jesus Christ has invested his faith in you. This is something you have the disciples didn't have at that moment. These are powerful words that Jesus is speaking to the disciples. And it will become even more relevant to them after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Even more would they recall these words, and those words had more power to them. But they have more power to you and I today than they had when Jesus spoke them to those disciples, because the disciples didn't have that Holy Spirit insight. You and I do. And the disciples didn't have, at that moment, they didn't have the faith of Jesus Christ himself invested in them. You have, as a believer, you have his faith. So when Jesus said, have faith in God, the truth of the matter is, you have all the faith that you require. You don't need any more faith. Now, we can strengthen our faith. We can develop that faith, but you have all the faith that you need. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. It's invested in you. That's an amazing thing to stop and think about. The faith of Jesus Christ is in you. You have all the faith that you need. Jesus said, have faith in God. You've got it. But then he went on to that second phrase in verse number 23 when he said to the disciples, and do not doubt in your minds. Do not doubt in your soul. Do not doubt. Don't have doubt. So you have all the faith that you need. You don't need more faith. Now, we can develop that faith. We can strengthen that faith. But you have the faith. Part of the process of developing and strengthening that faith means eliminating and getting rid of the doubts which so easily come into our minds. And if we allow those doubts to continue to build and to build and to build, it's like a scale, and they begin to outweigh that faith that you already have. And then that balance of your soul, your decision-making process, is balanced, weighted to the wrong way. It's weighted not with the faith, it's weighted in the other direction, towards the doubts, towards the uncertainty. And that's why we see the frustrations of not being able to lay hold of and procure those things that Jesus has already established for us. He said, have faith. You have the faith. But he said, don't doubt. Don't doubt in your mind. For verily I say to you that whatsoever you shall say to this mountain, that whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed. He says it doesn't matter who you are. Whoever says, if you have faith in God, guess what? You have that. So whoever of you right now who's listening, whatever mountain is in front of you, if it's a mountain of finances, it's if it's a mountain of emotions that are just distraught, if it's a mountain of depression, if it's a mountain of physical issues, of a sickness, a specific sickness, if it's a mountain of a marriage that is struggling or family relationships or a job or whatever it is that might be in front of you today, whatever that mountain might be, Jesus said, whosoever, if you're a believer, he's speaking to you, whosoever, put your name there. I can read this and I can say, for verily I say to you that Todd, if you shall say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart that it shall be removed. Put your own name in there. Jesus is saying to you who has faith, you have faith. You've accepted Jesus Christ. You have faith. He's saying if you speak to that mountain, it shall be removed. But if you speak to that mountain and do not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Do you believe that when you pray something? Do you believe that when you speak something? Do you believe that when you speak to whatever that mountain is that's in front of you? When you speak the word of God to a situation, do you believe that it's done? Or do those doubts rise up? Do the doubts rise up in your heart, in your very mind? Do those doubts rise up? And you're not really quite sure. A lot of times I think where we struggle is we all come to that place of realizing, you know, I know that I fail God. I know that I have not been obedient. I know that I have disregarded. I know that he cannot be pleased with the decisions that I've made. And so we think that we don't have that authority. We think that the words that we speak are not going to work for us. We allow those doubts. We doubt that we have the authority. I don't have time to look at it today, but maybe on Wednesday I'll have a chance to look at this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 4 and 5, or make that chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, it makes it very clear that we do have that ability to lay hold of. And Jesus does tell us, if you feel like you can't corral those doubts just overwhelm, those doubts on that scale between faith and doubts, those doubts just accumulate so quick and you can't stop them, and they counterbalance that weighting system, so everything is weighted towards the doubt and you can't see the success. We find out from 2 Corinthians, from Paul's teaching, that we do have the power and the authority in Jesus Christ to corral those things, to corral those very thoughts, and to control them. The words that Jesus spoke to you and I in Mark chapter 11, verse number 23, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, he's saying, I'm saying to you, if you say to this mountain, whatever that mountain might be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt. We have to eliminate those doubts. We have to lay hold of those doubts and eliminate them. Now, there's several ways we can do that. One is the more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're just strengthening that faith, and the more that those doubts and those thoughts of doubt become eradicated and they get removed from that scale so that it's not counterbalancing your faith. But it also has to do with the determination and even saying, even speaking out loud sometimes and saying, I give no place to those thoughts, and taking authority over those thoughts, those doubts, those thoughts of doubt, and removing them from the equation. Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place. It shall be done for him. What are you faced with today? Jesus is promising you that those things are already done, but it's in your hands and it's in my hands. He's done his work. He's done the work already. Now it's up to us. And he said, remove those doubts. What are your doubts today? What are the doubts that rise up in your mind that keep you from being able to speak to those mountains in your life? Well, if you can think and you can identify those, you can say, I give no place. And say, in the authority of Jesus' name, I give no place to those doubts. I do not accept them. Spend time in the Word, but we would also like to pray with you about those things.